Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm asking all listeners, if you would please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready, so that you can follow along with the man of God in the person of my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be bringing forth the Word of God again on tonight, so you would most definitely need your Bibles and have some paper and pen or pencils ready so that you can take notes as we go through God's Word together on tonight. We always open up with prayer, so we're going to do the same thing on tonight. I'm asking all the listeners if you would please pray with me, because we do serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty, awesome God we serve. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this another day that you have made. You have allowed us to wake up and see without hurt, harm, or danger. So we just give you glory, honor, and praise for it in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we bless your name because we know that you are in total control at all times, and we know that all power in heaven and earth is in your hands. We know that you cannot fail, you cannot lie, you cannot change. You are not like man. We come in the name of Jesus asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Norman King and his entire family, and every every saved believer in Jesus' name all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, because your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So we ask that you will forgive us right now in the name of Jesus, so we can move forward and complete and fulfill our individual God purpose and our corporate God purpose in the earth for your glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And Father, we lift up those that are bereaved on tonight, comfort and strengthen as only you can. We know that you are also working miracles, signs, and wonders even on today. So we ask that you would touch, heal, and deliver and strengthen those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I lift up my twin sister, Jeanette Jones, and I lift up my sister, Gertha Vane. They have different situations going on in their lives right now, but I know that you know all about it, and you promised in your word that you would not put them on us than we're able to bear. So I ask you to remove by your spirit in their lives. And Father, they would see your works that you are working on their behalf, that they would give you glory, honor, and praise in the midst of it all. And Father, we lift up all those that may be tuned in on tonight that are not saved in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord, that something will be said through your word on tonight that will touch their hearts and they will open their own mouth, confess their sins. And they will also open their own mouth and ask your son, Jesus Christ, to come into their hearts and save them. For your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we pray that you will help us decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us, that you will be glorified. Bless and strengthen those that are faithful tune in, faithful listeners on tonight that tunes in faithfully to this worldwide ministry and platform, that you would grant them the desires of their hearts. So now, Lord, we just pray that you would just continue to have your way in us, that you would be glorified. Have your way over this worldwide ministry and platform, that you would get the glory. It's our prayer in Jesus' name we pray. All those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, tonight we have a spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, trust and obey God. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, trust and obey God. We're going to go to our music break right now. And following the music break, we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Norman King. Again, I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready so that you can follow along with him as we go through God's word together on tonight. Enjoy the music break.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thyself. Cover me, Lord, with thy presence. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy breath. Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me with thyself. Oh, cover me with thy presence, hey, oh, cover me, if you cover me, I'll be protected. If you cover me, I'll be shielded. Oh, cover me. I don't want to be exposed anymore. Cover me. Oh, cover me. Under shadow of the Almighty, I need to be covered today. Oh, cover me. Oh. With thy breath. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My soul says yes. Yes. Come on, lift your voice and say it. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, sing this. Cover me. Come on, sing. bless the name of the Lord is here. Come on, bless him. Come on, bless him.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I love that song. Talk with me, Lord. Because you know what? The Word of God lets us know that once we're in the hands of the Lord, Jesus, once we're saved in his name, he promised that we're in his hands and nothing and no one can pluck us out. So we are covered by the blood of Jesus, those that are saved in Jesus' name. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. Thank God the blood still works and it will never lose out. I'm asking all listeners on tonight, those that are true believers in Jesus Christ and know the works and the power of prayer. I wasn't going to say anything about this, but I'm going to say it before I bring on Pastor Norman King. I'm dealing with some issues with my own life and my own body right now that I need. That's why I picked the song, because I know I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. And God, he promised that he would not put no more on us than we're able to bear. And I believe that. So we have to sometimes pray and ask the Lord to remove doubts and fears from us, because the enemy will come to us and try to attack our minds and get us off track, because we know that God says he is a promise keeper, and he promised that once we're healed in Jesus' name, we are healed, because he is still working miracles, signs, and wonders. But I'm experiencing some things in my body that I know that God is a healer and he's able to take care of it. So I'm asking all of you, the listeners, on tonight, the power of prayer, keep me lifted up in prayer as I can lift you up in prayer, that we need each other. The word of God says the fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. Much prayer, much power. Much power, much prayer. So continue to lift me up in prayer that the Lord continue to strengthen and heal my body, that I can continue to be all that he has called and anointed me to be in the earth for such a time as this, for his glory, in Jesus' name. So right now, I'm so excited to bring forth my fourth cousin, Pastor Norman King, once again, as he gets ready to deliver another word from the Lord on tonight. And after he concludes his message, he's going to pick up the phone, because he's going to minister to us in songs with a musical selection after he finishes his message on tonight. So now I present to you once again, Pastor Norman King.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Pastor King.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Praise the Lord. Yes, I can.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Working with this new headset, and I had the thing turned off, thought it was on. To God be the glory. But I want to thank God for another opportunity to be before you tonight. As I love him. I love the Lord. Amen. And I just want to continue to stay before him, amen, and continue to allow him to shape me and mold me, amen, so I can be able to walk in the prearranged plan that he has set forth in my life according to Ephesians 2 and 10. Tonight, let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, and I love you, and that I may decrease and that you may increase, and be asked, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. I'm going to come from several different verses tonight to bring a point, and my main one is Proverbs 3rd chapter, verses 5 through 6, familiar verses to some of you, it is to me, and it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Verse 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. I'm going to read it from the Message Bible. Verse 5 reads like this. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Verse 6. Listen for God's voice in everything you do. everywhere you go, he's the one who will keep you on track. Amen. And we're coming from a subject tonight. It's a question. Will you trust God like Moses did at the Red Sea? Again, will you trust God like Moses did at the Red Sea? I thank God for laying this on me tonight. And I'm thinking about, I want to be relative to what's happening in the world today. And I think about the pandemic. And a lot of us who are in Christ Jesus, we are secluded in our homes, in our wherever the situation is, and we are listening to the message by way we are tonight. We also will listen, watching it on Zoom and on Facebook and all these different ways. Amen. But I want to ask this question again, topic. Will you trust God like Moses did at the Red Sea? I believe in my spirit that God has an expectation that he placed upon us, the body, amen, that he wants us to be like Moses before the Red Sea. He wants to do something mighty through us, amen. But we got to be on one accord, amen. I thank God for prayer, amen. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. You know, like on the day of Pentecost, it was in one place, in agreement, amen, and the Holy Spirit come. And we know what it says in Acts 2, verses 1 through 4. Amen. If you don't, go back and read it. Amen. I feel that God at this time right now is wanting to do a mighty thing through the body of Christ, because there is a complacency in the body. Amen. And folks then got comfortable. Amen. And I'm hearing from other pastor friends of mine of some of the things that they see in the spirit and some things they are experiencing. I'm not knocking people not going to church, so get me right. I mean, hear me right. What I'm saying is that we got to be conscious of what God is doing, amen, and what God wants to do through the body, amen. And think about Moses now, and I use this illustration. I'm going to get back into some scriptures that's going to deal with trust and faith, amen. But think about it. Let me read something here. Just give me hold on. After the Lord led, how much Israelites, after the Lord led them safely out of the land of Egypt, the people of Israel wandered in the wilderness for many years, knowing that one day they would reach the land that God had promised would be theirs. Along the way were many hardships, and when they reached the Red Sea, they thought they would not be able to cross it. But the Lord parted the waters, and they crossed on dry land. We are in a pandemic in the whole world, amen. And we get antsy, amen. Antsy, however you say it, amen. That we're getting kind of tired of being secluded and being in all these places and wearing these masks and all these temperature is hot and a lot of things to go along with it, but you know what I'm saying. But my question to you tonight, just like the children of Israel, amen, knowing one day they'll reach the land, we know one day this will all be over with, amen. But the question I have to you tonight is, what are you doing right now, amen? Are you spending quality time in the presence of God? Are you being effective as far as talking with other brothers and sisters in the Christ that you strengthen thy hand? Are you being a witness to other people who don't know the Lord? Amen. See, these are things that while we're in this pandemic, we continue have to contribute to. Amen. But just like the children of Israel. And my question to you tonight, again, is my sermon topic. Will you trust God like Moses did at the Red Sea? I can't even imagine what he was going through, amen, when he got there to the Red Sea. Bear with me now. Just bear with me. Now, when he got to the Red Sea, amen, they was on their way. Everything was fine. And they looked around and they saw Pharaoh them coming toward them. You know how we can get sometimes when we think everything's okay, and then all of a sudden we see something that then brought about change, amen? And what happened was they was on their way, and everything was good. They looked around. I can only imagine those days it had to be a lot of dust in the air, and they had to see it, amen? And God's people saw the world's most powerful army marching over the horizon toward them. They were as any unarmed people would be. They were stricken with fear. Come on, somebody, amen? It tells us in Exodus 14:10, it says, as Pharaoh approached the Israelites, looked up and saw that the Egyptians were coming after them, terrified, the Israelites cried out to who? To the Lord. They said to Moses, did you bring us out into the desert to die because there were no graves in Egypt? This is them saying this to Moses now. Amen. And it says, look what you have done by bringing us out of Egypt. Didn't we tell you in Egypt, leave us alone? Let us go on serving the Egyptians? It would be better. It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert. Y'all see what I'm talking about? Amen. How they was all happy to leave, but now all of a sudden, where's the faith at? Where's the trust at? Amen. See, the trust and the faith is not there at that moment. Amen. Because they are looking at their own understanding. Amen. Now, let me just go over a little something here. Amen. I'm going to go back to the verse. It said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into what? Your own understanding. Now, here it is. They saw Pharaoh coming. Where's the faith at, y'all? Where's the trust in God at? Amen. Faith. I'm talking about having trust. Trust having a firm belief. Amen. Faith. Like it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Everything's not seen. Amen. And that's Hebrews 11:1. But now, trust the Lord completely. We got to trust the Lord completely, not your own understanding. See, their understanding, as they look at the physical, come on, y'all. We out here going toward the land. We're free. But now we see this dust. We see them coming. So now they begin to complain and scold Moses. Amen. In fact, these two verses I just read, amen, are life verses of many believers. That's why I have to agree. That's why it's one of my favorites. Amen. How many times have I quoted Proverbs 3:5-6? You going through something tonight? Quote that verse. Not just quote it, but believe it. And then my point tonight is that don't be a person who just quotes scriptures. Believe it. Amen. In fact, these are life verses for many believers. These two cherished verses describe a life of what? Total dependence and commitment to God. Amen. And this is what our Heavenly Father wants of us. Amen. His dear children, He wants all who truly follow Him. Amen. Who longs for us to be what? He longs. Oh my God, He longs for us to be what? Completely dependent upon Him and to have utter confidence in Him. Amen. This is what it means to trust. The object of the wise person trust in the Lord. Amen. I'm talking about a covenant keeping God. That's the kind of God we serve. And God who what? Cannot lie. Amen. It says in Titus 1:2. This is from the Message Bible. It says, my message is based on the confidence of eternal life. God, who never lies, promised this eternal life before the world began. Hebrews 6:18 says, hold on a minute. I'm trying to get it to come up. I'll come back to it, amen. I'll come back to that. But the point I want to make from this point here is that what? God cannot lie, amen. And we got to not lean on our own understanding, but trust in the Lord and lean not on your own, but lean in on what God has said, and not just lean, but believe it. Amen. At this point, where the Father emphasizes keeping the commandments of God, He instructs his son not to focus his trust in the law of God, but in the God of the law. We got to trust and have our focus on what? The God of the law. Amen. God is trustworthy because of who he is. Amen. Can I get a witness? Amen. He is trustworthy. Amen. And we can't be complaining because something seems different than what is being told. That's why we got to have faith. We got to trust God. Amen. We got to believe God. Amen. Know if God said it, it shall come to pass. Because it is impossible for God to lie. Trust does not come from the head, but from the heart. Amen. It is not the result of reasoning. Come on, people. It is the result of what? Believing. Amen. Not reasoning, but it's the result of believing. Abraham, what? Believed God. And it was counted unto him for righteousness. Amen. Romans 4:3, Galatians 3:6, James 2:23. It's some references. Hope you write it down. Take a note, amen, and go back to it. But when Abraham leaned on his own understanding, guess what happened, y'all? He failed miserably. When we lean on our own understanding, we fail. Children of Israel leaned on their own understanding. When they looked and saw Pharaoh coming, everything they probably gave Moses praise for just went out the window. Amen? Abraham, go ahead to Abraham for a minute. Abraham's lack of trust, the result of leaning on his own understanding, and that's what going back when he could not give. Let me slow down. According to his understanding, talking about Abraham, God could not provide for him in the famine. Amen. And I'm going to read this where it says, to back up what I'm saying, Genesis 12:10 says, there was a famine in the land. Abram went to Egypt to stay a while because the famine was severe. When he was about to enter Egypt, Abram said to his wife, Sarah, I know that you're a beautiful woman. When the Egyptians see you, they'll say, this is your wife. Then they will kill me, but let you live. Please say that you are my sister, and everything will be all right for me, and because of you, I will live. Now, see, this is a point I'm trying to say. We can't, even though we get close to the edge, even though it seems like we're about to go under, we got to have faith. We got to have trust. Amen. So Abraham's lack of trust was the result of him leaning on his own understanding. Amen. And still has major implications in the world approximately 4,000 years later. The same thing. When we got lack of trust for God, amen, the same thing that principle-wise that happened back then is still happening today. Amen. So trust in all or nothing at all. Amen. Trust in the Lord. With all what? All thine heart. Amen? Partial trust is not trust at all. I'm going to say it again. Partial trust is not trust at all. Either God is trustworthy or he is not. Repeat. Either God is trustworthy or he is not. Either you're going to trust what God says and know he will do it or you will not. Amen. Other words, if you lack any trust, God knows it. You may be able to fool man, but God knows all. Amen. If he cannot be trusted with all, he cannot be trusted at all. Come on, somebody. Amen. To lean on means to support yourself or something or to rely on something. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we have to remember that we got to trust God. Amen. In the midst thereof, in the midst of this pandemic. And we know that it's been going on for a while. And we see that they call it a new normal. Everything has changed, but to the believer, to you and to me, it's not nothing new under the sun. We got to trust. What those songs say, trust and obey, because there's no other way. We got to trust God. We got to obey God because we understand that there's no other way. If we don't trust him, if we don't lean wholly upon him, amen. If you don't know him intimately, amen, then we are going to allow infiltration of the enemy, amen, because he comes through cracks and crevices But how about this? If you got a big, as I spent time in Germany, if you got an Autobahn open, the cracking crevice don't mean anything. Are you hearing me, church? Amen. That's why we got to remember that if God said it, it shall come to pass. Amen. He will. God will direct you. He will direct your paths. He will make them straight. Amen. And you got to have trust. Amen. In God. Amen. That God has prepared everything for you and for me. Amen. Even though it looks like we're about ready to go under. The children of Israel saw Pharaoh coming, and they just threw everything out the window. Amen. As I heard Cousin James ask for prayer for himself personally, amen, and it ties in with his message. We got to trust God, period, wholeheartedly, amen. And when we see that we begin to weaken in our trust, I always tell folks right here, yes, you can pray to God and talk to God, but at least have you one human being, one person of a kindred spirit that you can confide in, amen. That's why God got us here, amen, to be a helpmate to each other, amen. And that's why we got to stay connected, my brother and my sister, amen. It's so important that we at least have one person that we can confide in, amen. To God be the glory, because we don't want to be like the children of Israel, amen, who all of a sudden they forget what God has done, they forget what God has said, amen. God has made promises, and the promise he made shall come to pass. Even though you may have hardships along the way, keep on trusting him. Even though you may have hardships along the way, keep on having faith. Amen. When children of Israel, I'm going to say again, when they reached the Red Sea, they thought they would not be able to cross it because the sea was before them, Pharaoh was behind them. But I say again, but the Lord, he parted the Red Sea, and they was able to cross on dry land. Amen. Even when they seem not to have no food. Amen. God is even right now. Some of you may be experiencing something right now. Ain't got no job, got furlough, whatever. My point tonight to make to you is that principle wise, have faith. Trust God. Amen. When food was scarce in the children of Israel, God sent manna from heaven. Amen. And quail for them to eat. God is still the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. Amen. So what he did for them, he'll do it for you. Even though it seems like you ain't got or you're not going to have, amen, give God the opportunity to be praised through your faith and through your trust in him. Amen. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Praise the Lord. We got to have trust. Don't let your trust be lacking, because when your trust is lacking, the enemy, the infiltrator, is applauding. Amen. He will come like a mighty rushing wind. That's why we got to stick together, my brother and sister. We got to pray together. The Bible says the fervent prayer of the righteous avail much. That's why James, amen, he asks for prayer, amen, because he knows what God can do through a collective body of believers who are fervently praying. Amen. Well, two or three is gathered together in his name, touching the green, he's what? There in the midst. Amen. So our God is what? He's an awesome God. And he's worthy to be praised. Amen. And remember that God is able. Amen. In 2 Corinthians 9, it says, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Amen. And Deuteronomy 28:8 says, the Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thy hand unto. Come on, somebody. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Amen. So what I'm saying tonight, have faith. Have trust. Amen. The same that Moses had at the Red Sea. Amen. Another verse, Malachi 3:10. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, said the Lord of hosts. Prove me, said, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, that there should not be room enough to receive it. Amen. Then when the Lord corrects you, don't despise it, amen. God is want us to be in position, my brothers and sisters. Just like Moses was, amen. And Moses was a strong man, amen. Imagine, and pastors go through some of the same things, amen. They speak what thus said the Lord, and you with it, as long as things go on your way. Come on, somebody. But let you have a Red Sea experience. My question again is my sermon topic. Will you trust God like Moses did at the Red Sea? Will you trust God in the midst of your situation right now? Are you trusting God? It may seem or look like it's blurry right now, but that's through your natural eye. But in your spiritual eye, come on, somebody, man, you got to have that trust, that knowing that God cannot lie. Amen. He said, I never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. I like how the Message Bible reads. I'm going to read it again. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 through the Message Bible. It says, trust God from what? The bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Amen. Sometimes we put too much thought in stuff, trying to figure it out. Amen. I tell folks sometimes we won't know the answer until we get to heaven. Amen. So quit stressing it. Amen. Just trying to be so. How about that? So. Amen. Something you ain't going to know. Amen. It's not intended for you to know down here on earth, right? So trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Verse 6 says, listen for God's voice in everything you do. Everywhere you go, he's the one who will keep you on track. That's why we got to pray every day. Every day we got to pray, amen, for sins of commission and omission, amen, because there are things that we do we're not even conscious of. So don't think that we got it going on to the point that we don't need to pray and ask for forgiveness, amen, every day, amen. To God be the glory, amen. We give God the praise tonight, amen. And we love God, and I hope that in this message tonight, it's dealing with trust and dealing with faith. I hope that you have received whatever it is that God intends for you to receive tonight. Amen. Because he says in his word, God said, my word will never return void. It will always accomplish. So there's someone on the sound of my voice who you got delivered tonight. You've been set free tonight. That very thing that you've been wrestling with, it comes through the word. Amen. And that's the confidence that we got to have in the Lord. Amen. Knowing that his word shall never return void. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to get ready for this song. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God from all whose all blessings flow. Amen. Because he is worthy to be praised. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Just bear with me. I'm getting the song. Amen. This is a song that the Lord laid in my heart tonight. So here we begin. That's the kind of confidence we got to have in the Lord, y'all. We know that God is too wise to make a mistake. Amen. Because what he said, it shall come to pass. Amen. So we're going to play the song tonight by Dwayne Woods, and it's called Let Go.
When I let go,
when I let God
go,
Man, he said, as soon as I got out the way, things began to start happening. I turn over to you, Brother James. Thank God. Pray for me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what we got to do. We got to take our hands off of it and let God handle it, because he's not going to put no more on us than we're able to bear. I'm a witness to that. So that's a good message for every last one of us on tonight. No matter how long you've been saved, you can be a seasoned saint, saved for 50 years, or you can be a newborn saint, a believer in Jesus Christ one day, but we got to put our total faith and trust in God. You know, that's what he said in his word. We got to lean not to our own understanding. I like what you said, Pastor, on tonight. And it's a fact. It's a known fact for every believer that there's some things that we're not going to never understand in this life. We won't understand it. That's what I love. That's why I love the song says, we'll understand it better by and by when we all
Amen.
Get to heaven. Some things are not going to be revealed to us. We're not going to understand some things in this life, because some things in this life we cannot handle. And that's why God holds some things back from us, and he's going to reveal it all to us in that day when we all see Jesus face to face. So I thank God for this word on tonight, and I pray that it was a blessing to someone. It was a blessing to me. I needed this word tonight, because I said, as I said earlier, before I brought Pastor Norman King on to deliver God's word, I'm going through some things with my own body right now. So I know my faith got to kick in again, because sometimes the enemy would come in and he would try to put fear in our hearts and doubt in our hearts. After all we know that God has done for us, And he promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us, because he is a miracle worker. He is still working miracle signs and wonders. So sometimes the enemy will come through other people, or sometimes he will come and attack our bodies, our minds, and he'll try to make us doubt God. But I'm standing on the promises of God on tonight. So this is a good word for me tonight. I know it was a good word for you as well, the listeners. So God knows who's going to be listening. He already knows what we stand in need of. Just like Pastor Norman King said, his word is not going to go out void. It's going to accomplish everything that he has set out for it to do. Talking about God. So I pray that you were blessed by this word on tonight. We want to keep one another lifted up in prayer. I'm asking you all that truly know the words of prayer, continue to lift me up in prayer as I faithfully continue to lift you up, my sisters and brothers, in prayer, even though I may not know who you are. But God knows who you are. He knows exactly what you stand in need of. And he is a promise keeper. He's not like man. Aren't you grateful on tonight that God is not like man? He is a faithful God. He has a perfect track record. So we just bless his name on tonight because he is truly worthy to be praised. Pastor Norman King, I continue to lift you up in prayer and ask the Lord to continue to strengthen you, that you will continue to stand on his word, not only stand on his word, but that you will continue to preach and teach and declare his word as you live his word, because of the lifestyle. For every believer, we should be living the word of God, not just talking about it, but we should be living it every day, so that somebody that's spiritually blind can see Jesus Christ in us. And not only that, that we can be encouragers to others who are saved in Jesus' name, but sometimes we get weak in the faith. That's why it's encourage one another with the words of the Lord, not our feelings, not our personal opinions, but with the words of the Lord. So that's the word for tonight, and I pray that it has been a blessing to you as it has been a blessing to me on tonight. We're going to get ready to close out for tonight. As we always do, we always close out with prayer. So we're going to do the same thing on tonight. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, once again, we come giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for your word, Heavenly Father. We thank you that your word is true. You cannot lie, you cannot fail, you cannot change. You have a perfect track record, Heavenly Father, of keeping your word and your promises to your people, the saints of God, every believer in Jesus Christ, your Son. So now, Lord, we just thank you for who you are. We bless your name. We ask that you continue to extend your grace and mercy upon us, even though we know that we don't deserve it. But we need your grace and we need your mercy. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come to you and through your Son, Jesus Christ, and ask to be forgiven of our sins and transgressions, because the word of God lets us know that all have sinned, even though we're saved in Jesus' name. Sometimes we do sin. Sometimes we do it on purpose. Sometimes we do it unknowingly. But we thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Son, Jesus Christ, that when we do sin, we can come through him and ask to be forgiven of our sins. And that way we can be put back on the right track so that we can fulfill our God's purpose in the earth. It will give you glory, honor, and praise. So we just bless your name on tonight. We lift up every listener that faithfully tunes in to this worldwide ministry. Continue to grant them the desires of their hearts. Heavenly Father, I continue to lift up my sisters, Jeanette Jones and my sister Gertrudeen. You know what they're going through. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are a promise keeper. You said you would not put no more on us than we're able to bear. You know what they're going through. So be with them, Heavenly Father. Strengthen their faith. Help their unbelief as well on tonight. Let them feel your presence. Let them feel your power so that they can continue to move forward in faith and be all that you have called for them to be in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. And I'm asking, Lord, listen, that you would touch and agree with this prayer on tonight. And we know that God, again, is a promise keeper, and we thank God that he's not like man. So right now, Heavenly Father, have your way in each one of our lives, that you would be glorified through each one of us individually as saved believers in Jesus Christ, and then as a corporate body of believers all over the land. And as your word gets ready to go forth over the social media on tomorrow, all over the world, Heavenly Father, be with every pastor, every man, woman, boy or girl that's going to deliver your word on tomorrow. Continue to anoint them and strengthen them even now, that your word will go forth over to the airways on tomorrow with power. Souls will be saved, those that are spiritually blind on tonight, that they will be saved in Jesus' name as your word goes forth tomorrow. Those that are saved in Jesus' name, that we will be strengthened and edified and built up through your word on tomorrow. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. So continue to have your way in each one of our lives. You can. So we give you glory, honor, and praise. This we ask and pray in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. So that's the word for tonight. Again, I pray that you were blessed by this word. that have come forth through Pastor Norman King. He gave you what God gave him. So I know it was a blessing to me, and I pray that it is a blessing to you as well, the listeners. Until the next time, continue to keep the faith. Continue to trust in God. Continue to lean not into your own understanding, but in all your ways, continue to acknowledge God so that he will, and I'm a witness, he will direct your path. I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Precious lamb, so much I owe.